I'm sitting with Tembisa Mdoda Ngumalo in a beautiful courtyard in Johannesburg. The sun is shining. We're in the Arbor Cafe. We are not drinking
mimosas,
although we should be, really, but it's not the weekend. But we are celebrating the joys of life and the fact that we are here. After you've been through
8 months of crazy sickness and COVID.
And in and out of hospital, and here you are. Which makes me think that I need to ask you. You know, people learn things after these like hectic experiences. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what you would tell your younger self now from this vantage point.
I would tell my younger self to speak up. Use your voice. No matter how small, no matter how big, speak up and use your voice. People need to hear what you're thinking. People need to hear what you want. If you don't tell them what you want, then they won't know. What they can only say is yes or no. Speak up. Use your voice. Be proud of your voice. And the universe will hear you. Your ancestors will hear you. God will hear you. And they will guide you in the direction of your dreams.
Well, I'm very glad that you used your voice. Yes. So that we are here together, enjoying this beautiful day and this lunch.
Thank you.
Bless you.
You know, when I speak to people about what has gone on in my life in the past 3 months, because it makes me so emotional and so happy, and I get goosebumps because I know where I was 6 months ago. I know where I was 8 months ago. And now I know where I want to go, and that's all I think about. So every time someone speaks about what I've been through, I get very emotional because I know where I want to go, I know where I want to be, and I know where I don't want to go back to. And for me, that is a huge mistake. Because usually you always think about what you've gone through and then become sad. But now I just think about how strong I am now to go forth and conquer and do all the things that I want to do. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. It really is so exciting.
Brilliant.